نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is impossible to put an ocean into a cup. What we are saying, synopsis and brief synopsis, is not even that much. We're going to just try and share a drop from an ocean. But we have with us the Quran and Majeed, and we first of all praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has allowed us to recite Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah accept it. The month of Ramadan has begun. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the month of Ramadan enters, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The doors of Jannat are wide open. The doors of Jahannam are shut. They are closed. The shayateen are all chained. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us the strength, the health, the ability, the tawfiq of observing Ramadan in the best and most beautiful manner, which will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to control our anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to control ourselves, our emotions. There will be people who will irritate us, who will pass comments, who will cause the cleave. But we will have to just ignore those calls and again focus on لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, which we discussed. And inshallah, tomorrow after Dhuhr Salat, we will have a short talk again in which we will explain the importance of tazkiyah in relation to the month of Ramadan. Purifying ourselves, connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we said 10 minutes inshallah, exactly in 10 minutes, you just tell me inshallah. Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha, the opening. Meaning the opening surah with which the Quran has commenced. This is the first surah of the Quran. Not necessarily the first revealed surah, but the first surah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. It is a Makki surah. So Makki simply means those surahs, those verses, or the majority of the verses of that particular surah were revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. And Madani, most of those verses, or all of those verses, were revealed in Madinah. So you'll find there'll be a difference with those verses that were Makki as compared to Madani. Because Makki period came first, then was a Madani period after Hijrat from Makkah to Madinah. So Suratul Fatiha is also has got several other names. Surah Al-Shifa, As-Sab'ul Mathani, seven often repeated verses, various other names they have been given for Surah Al-Fatiha. Once Rasulullah tells one of the Sahabi that I will teach you A'zamu Suratin min al-Quran, the greatest surah of the Quran. And Rasulullah then explained to him that it is Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly, it's a very brief surah, just seven verses, but it encompasses the meaning of the Quran. It encompasses the meaning of the Quran. And the very first verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs only to Allah, who is the Rabb of all realms and worlds. We know this one world. There are many other worlds. Science has not discovered those worlds. Allah has got full knowledge of all the billions and trillions and the countless number of creation that He has created and the worlds that exist. Allah opens the surah, drawing our attention that, listen, all praise belongs only to Allah. Whatever accomplishments we make in this world, whatever we achieve, all our achievements, it is only, should be the nisbat made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not our kamal. We are slaves, we are bondsmen, bondswomen, we are servants of Allah. Allah is the, Allah then says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He introduces us to His mercy, how kind He is, how compassionate He is. Mufassirin have given detailed explanation, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, difference. But basically it means that Allah's mercy is so vast. Allah's mercy is so vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of compassion. Allah loves us. And then He says, Maliki yawmiddin. Third verse, already introducing us and directing our attention towards the day of judgment. There will be a day in which we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that deed belongs only to Allah. He is Malik. He is the master. He is the controller. He is the supreme ruler. Everything belongs to him. He will give decision. He will pass judgment. Malik Yawmiddin. Then Allah reminds us, see, there is this day of judgment. Let us worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Iyaka na'budu. Ya Allah, it is only you who we worship. We made sajda. We made ruku. We stood before who? Not before any idol or before any other being, but we stood before Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And Iyaka wa Iyaka nasta'een. And oh Allah, we only ask you for help. We don't ask anybody else for help. Any problem at any time, whatever problem you have, no matter how minute, no matter how big, first turn to Allah. And Allah gets happy when we turn to Him. Then we use the different means that Allah has created for us. Whatever jais means Allah has provided, then we use. But first we turn to Allah and we ask only Allah. Because it is only Allah who can help us. Then, ihdina siratan mustaqim. So Allah is telling us about all praise belongs to Him. He is the Rab. He is the nurturer. He is the Lord. He is the one who nurtures every single creation of His. He is Rabbul Alameen. He is full of mercy. He is full of beneficence. He is full of compassion. He is the master of the judgment. Allah then reminds us, listen, that we are talking to Allah. You may say, oh Allah, it is only you who we worship and only you we ask for help. Allah, guide us. Show us ihdina. Hidayat. Guide us to as-sirat al-mustaqim. To the straight path. All this, who is showing us? Allah. Who is making us say this? Allah. He said, He is beautiful words. And if we only we understood Arabic and the rhythm and the beauty, there is no language that speak with tajweed. Go try and speak English with tajweed and see how you sound. There's no qalqala and huruf and makharij and sifat. Quran, ajeeb. You can't even say alhamdu, the small ha. The meaning will change. Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen. So beautiful. And look how it ends each verse. This is the beauty of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is telling us to ask Him. He knows we do not know. If we had Allah to just tell us, ask, what will we ask? We'll be lost. We won't know what to say. Allah is telling us, listen, ask me, ihdina. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And Allah is also telling us which is the straight path. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those, oh Allah, whom you have bestowed favor upon. You have given them blessings and bounties and boons and favors. In the fifth juz, Allah mentions, who are those people? Those people who obey Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be on the day of Qiyamah, ma'al ladina an'amallahu alayhim, whom Allah bestowed His favors upon, minan nabiyyin, wa the anbiya. Ya Allah, show us the path upon which the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the messengers, the prophets, they treaded. Adam alayhi sallam, Nuh alayhi sallam, Musa alayhi sallam, Ibrahim alayhi sallam, Isa alayhi sallam. Every Nabi, that was the Sirat al-Mustaqim that led to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The followers followed them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min al-Nabiyin wa Siddiqeen. Those who are truthful. This requires hours, just the word on Siddiq, honesty, truthfulness. The outward and the inward were same. They were loyal to Allah. They were genuine, they were sincere, they were not fake. So, min al-Nabiyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada and the martyrs. As-salihin and the pious people. Allah, these people show us that way, that road upon which these people are. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Not the path of those people upon whom is your wrath and anger. And not those, no those who have gone astray. The Yahud and Nasara. Allah, quickly in, oh Allah, very briefly shows us this, that they were nations of the past upon whom Allah's curse came. The Yahud, the Jews. And Ad-Dallin refers to the Nasara. And the Quran will explain why. Verse upon verse. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the fundamental matters of deen, His Tawheed, His praising Allah, the praises of Allah ta'ala, the Tawheed of Allah ta'ala, seeking assistance only from Allah, asking Allah for Hidayat. And we should not follow the way and path of those who are astray. Ameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Surah Al-Baqarah, or then the next surah is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is now a Madani surah. So I explained already Makki and Madani. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember in Surah Al-Fatiha, we petitioned Allah, we asked Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide us, give us hidayat to the straight path. here comes the response, the immediate response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. You want hidayat? Hidayat is in this book. This is the book that is going to be revealed, or it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt whatsoever in this book. In tonight's verse, Tarawih, we heard, if you are in any doubt, and you believe that this Quran is not from Allah, then go and produce just one surah like the Quran. One simple surah. Allah says you will never be able to do so. Impossible. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ لَكُمْ. Allah says then, if you making such claims and you don't believe in the Quran, then try and produce one surah and you will never be able to do so. Therefore fear Jahannam, which Allah has prepared. So in this surah Allah talks about an incident that took place in the Bani Israel, and somebody was killed. People did not know who was the killer. And Allah Ta'ala, out of His wisdom, said, you must slaughter a cow and smear the blood on the maqtul, the dead person, and he will rise and he will tell you who killed him. Now the Bani Israel, they kept on asking silly question, absurd question, what type of cow? Allah Ta'ala then made it very, very difficult for him. A very peculiar cow there to find. And eventually they paid an exorbitant money just to buy the cow. And then they smeared the blood. And this killed person then stood up and told them exactly who had killed him. Therefore Suratul Baqarah, that's the name you've been given. And Allah Ta'ala says, talks about Hudal lil Muttaqeen. It is guidance for the Muttaqeen, for the pious. Allah enumerates who are the pious, those who believe in the unseen, or those who believe in the unseen, and they establish salah, and they give, from whatever Allah has sustained them, they are spending, and they believe in the Quran, and all the other divine scriptures that Allah sent down, and they believe firmly in the Akhirat. Allah says, these are the people who are on guidance, and these are the ones who are successful. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is very brief, but it is something that we try to inspire us to learn the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, to understand the Quran from authentic tafsir, said by the ulama, learn. Years have gone past. Last year we mentioned the same thing. Allah knows best what positive steps we have taken to understand the message of the Quran. It's impossible to give tafsir in a few minutes, but just a few pointers, inshallah, something that would inspire us, bring us more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to understand basic meaning of Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.